In 1965, Raymond and Patsy Nasher opened a shopping center that's now a Dallas icon. North Park Center is one of the top-performing malls in the country, generating more than $1 billion in sales a year, and today it remains a family business. Daughter Nancy Nasher is a co-owner. She sat down with KERA's Eric Awesome for our Friday conversation.
Nancy Nasher, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Your parents built a mall on a cotton field on the outskirts of town at a time when people went downtown to shop. In 2015, looking back, it seems like a smart move. But at the time, were your parents terrified about what they were about to do?
You know, I think they were terrified, but also very excited. They had the foresight to understand the importance of the location of this piece of property in Dallas. My mother was 30 and my father was maybe 37 when they started this project, but the idea of building an enclosed shopping center in Dallas, Texas, that was climate controlled with air conditioning was revolutionary. I look back and I say, why did they do that? How did they do that? But how brave and courageous they were.
Now, North Park has a lot of fancy stores, and I'm wondering if you worry about North Park becoming the place just for the elites or just for folks who have money to spend.
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, from North Park's beginning, it was a very democratic shopping center that had all price points, from JCPenney, Teiches to Neiman's in the original mall, and now we have Nordstrom's and Macy's and Dillard's. North Park has always had offerings for everyone.
You know, so many folks these days go online to shop, and you can get practically anything delivered to your door these days without having to deal with the traffic and the crowds that you might see at North Park or other malls. Does that competition concern you at all?
No, not at all. I mean, I think people love to come to North Park for the experience. People like to, when they buy something, they like to go and really look at something and see it and feel it and touch it. And I don't think that'll ever go away.
Did you know when you were 10 or 11 years old that you would be leading the mall, a co-owner of the mall? Or was there a point in time where it switched from, oh, this is what my parents do, to this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to carry on this tradition.
I think the moment in time was when I went to Princeton and then I went to Duke University Law School. And I had the opportunity to work at Henry Bromberg's firm, law firm, that worked on North Park leasing, and North Park worked since the very beginning. And the very first day of my job as a summer intern, they put me on North Park work.
So did you first ask to be part of the North Park
account? No, I actually didn't want to work at North Park coming straight out of law school. I wanted to contribute something to North Park and not just be the daughter. So it was after these years, 7 or 8 years of training, my mother became ill. I decided to leave the law firm and join the business to help my father.
And not many malls are family owned. In 1995, your father sold his stake in North Park to you and your husband. So will you do something similar with your children? I'm wondering if a third generation will carry on the tradition.
Well, one of my daughters, who's in college now, has been working very hard on our 50th anniversary celebration. And I think she's gotten kind of the North Park bug. She loves it. She loves it.
She caught the bug just like you did.
She caught the bug.
And just like your parents.
Absolutely.
Nancy Nasher, congratulations on 50 years of North Park, and thanks for stopping by the KERA Newsroom.
Thank you so much for having me here today.